Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Always There For You. This is Ethereal, or as my real name goes, Esther, because George decided to just put me out in the open and expose me. I'm back again, and on this episode, I have my best friend Vic here with me. And, you know, since we're hanging out, we thought we might bring you guys on board with us for today. So Vic, do you want to say hi? Do you want to introduce yourself?
What's good, y'all? My name is Vic.
Why are you doing that voice?
What voice, bro? I'm not doing any voice, bro.
Oh, are you not?
No voice, bro.
Okay. So there's been this kind of like, I don't know how to say this, evergreen topic that can guys and girls just be friends? Just be like platonic, everything. And I've been friends with Vic for about 2 years now, I think.
Coming up to three.
So, and there's never been anything that's made me think it's something else, or I think on his part it's been the same thing. So then it was weird because I was talking with someone once, and then I was saying like, oh, my best friends are guys, because it's also Guy, which has been in the podcast before. And you know, they were like, oh, is it possible to just have guy best friends? How do you view that?
I feel like in some aspects I do kind of agree, right? Because there's a classic situation, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When a guy gets friend zoned and like they're only friends with a girl just for the slight chance they might get together at like certain point in, you know, in the future. So in some aspects I do agree, but I feel like if all your female relationships are like that, I feel like you're a shallow person, you know what I mean?
Is it?
Yeah. And I feel like you could have genuine friendships, like, disregarding a romantic side of it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So it's always just how you view it, the perspective of it,
Yeah, exactly how you view it. Also, like, I mean, like, how you, you know, conduct making friendships, I feel like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of men are friends with women, you know, for a purpose, you know? So mm-hmm. eventually they do get together, or it's, like, an option. But I don't like seeing my friendships like that, do you know what I mean? Friendships mm-hmm. are about, like, the bond between people and, like...
Trust,
you know what I mean? So it doesn't always have to be romantic or me wanting you, etc. Yeah.
I love that. So, you know what's funny? I hated Vic in the beginning. I hated his guts. He was always interrupting me when I was talking. It was just... Okay,
like you're annoying as fuck too, bro.
Okay.
like, what do you mean by that?
I mean, we both annoy each other to the maximum as much as we can, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's always been like that, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
There are times where he's like, okay, I'm sick of you, and he'll just leave away. And the funny thing is I don't get offended because I know at the end of the day this is how friendships work, and sometimes I need my alone time as well, so I'll be like, okay Vic, you're just pissing me off right now, I need you to get away from me. But one thing that we've always talked about together has been how like vulnerability works, how like I have allowed myself, because usually I'm someone that's a very against men, I'm a man eater in some senses. Okay, he got secondhand embarrassment from that. I don't blame him for that. I got it myself. But anyways, in some points, I feel like I would not trust a guy. I very find that as a difficult thing. But with Vic, I've been able to open myself and be vulnerable and not allow stereotypes to get in the way. And I don't know, Vic, what do you think, like, how does this kind of, like, vulnerability came to be?
Because I feel like it's the friendship that we have built, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there isn't a romantic side to it, because I feel like we are purely platonic friends.
We are, like, God forbid anything else.
Being vulnerable, it comes from a place of no judgment and no ulterior motives, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's just purely platonic, I feel like is a great, you know, it's a great foundation of everything, and then...
Has there been any times when you've been like, when you've been like, I need to talk to Esther about something, because you knew you would get the right answer or anything?
I mean, I talk to all my friends about all my issues.
That's true. And that's a downside of yours. I've told you about that.
I feel like I'm quite an open person now. So, I like, of course, some certain issues when it comes to, like, my relationships with women. Like, I would get, like, a girl's...
We both made questionable choices in the past.
Yeah, that I would get, like, a girl's perspective on it. And you are, like, my closest female friend. So, in those instances, yeah, I would go to you. But, yeah.
Sometimes I forget that you're a guy.
Excuse me?
Like, I'll be talking to you about everything and anything. And I'll just... In my head, it's not like, oh, this is a friend, but he's a guy, but, like, I need to be cautious with what I say, blah, blah, blah. Mm. I feel like I've created this level of trust and being comfortable with you that I just don't care, really.
And that comes with time, and it comes from building a good foundation.
Yeah, it's something which, thank God, we have.
Yeah.
Do you think we ignore... Because I know between us, I'll go to Vic and I'll be like, okay, Vic, what should I do about this? Like, I don't know what to do. And then he'll tell me something. And then what usually happens?
You don't listen to me.
I never listen to him. But the same thing happens with me. And then I'll give him an advice.
Or you give me shit advice and I follow it. It doesn't go through.
Look, in my defense, I always have the best interest at heart for
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm always trying for the best. I know you're trying as well. There have been times where your advice hasn't followed through either.
No. If you kept listening to me, it would have followed through.
Would have.
It would have followed through.
Is it?
It's just that you actually have, like, you actually think after the things I tell you, then it goes wrong.
Yeah. Because I'll just start analyzing everything.
If you just listen to me, it'll work out, bro.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Most of the time, it's about directions.
Oh, holy, don't even get this girl is so fucking lost.
Oh my god. Do you think we ignore our own advice? Like, the advice you'd give me, do you think if you gave that to yourself, you wouldn't follow through?
Yeah, 100%.
Why do you think that happens?
Because it's easier to say something than do something.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot easier to tell people what to do and then you actually doing it. Because, like, action requires a lot more than just saying it. Just the thought of it. And I mean, and there's probably some bias to, you know, because it's yourself, but...
So, as humans, we're always bound to be biased and try to protect ourselves and put ourselves first. And even in psychology, they say that you put yourself in this pedestal that you're on top, although you kind of know you're not. But then again, you do that because of how you are built
just
to be.
Instincts, to be fair.
Yeah, it's human instincts. It's the way that we are, so... Yeah. It just happens. I don't know. I'm curious about everyone that's listening to me now. Like, what's their experience with having different kind of relationships and friends? Because I see myself in my relationships, and I have so many diverse relationships, so many different things that I never thought I would have. And to be honest, I owe Vic a lot for those relationships, because he's been part of me being more open-minded and acceptive of certain people. And being more aware of my surroundings, because I remember one of the things that Vic told me that I was like, oh shit, he's right, that it's about criticizing and everything. He was like, you're not aware of your surroundings, you don't, like, you said it once, because you were saying, like, you're not aware of the people around you, and you just say something and then you don't know how it's gonna affect. You've said it.
Okay.
And that is true. And that this is one of the things I appreciate about Vic, because he's not afraid to just tell me straight up that something I'm doing is wrong, or I'm being mean, or this and that. And I really appreciate that. But I've learned a lot from Vic on how to be more social and receptive. Because if there's one thing about Vic, is that he's going to become friends with anyone and everyone. The first person that goes about you.
Yeah, because, like, why not be friends with everyone, bro? Do you know what I mean? There's, I think everyone is a good enough person to be friends with.
Mm, you see the positive in everyone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually have a question. So, you know how we were talking about being vulnerable and how we've been able to get vulnerable with each other? Why do you feel like being open can be so awkward, but it's so important?
I'd argue that it's not awkward. I feel like a lot of people are scared to be vulnerable.
Yeah, because nothing is awkward unless you make it awkward.
Yeah, like, and I feel like being scared to be vulnerable is quite a justified fear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It's basically like showing yourself fully to somebody, you know? mm-hmm. at the risk of being judged, at the risk of them not liking what they see, mm-hmm. you know? And who wants to, like, who wants to accept the fact they don't like you after you open up to them? Do you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
That is a fear that's very justified for everybody, you know? And I feel like after you go through that barrier, after, like, opening up and being vulnerable to, like, certain people in your life, and if they still choose to stay around, that means that's where you have built a proper friendship, you know? Mm-hmm. Through them knowing you, like, inside and out, and, like, who you are as a person.
And
showing them the true you, and then still being your friend after that. That is what a real friendship is.
I agree. I feel like with our friendship, you've been the first one to open up and share. And I feel like that helped me, myself, open up and be vulnerable. Because I'm such a hyper-independent person. And I'm always like, I don't need help, blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm strong, this and that. Which isn't, I'm not saying it's not true. But at the same time, it does allow me to get lost and not accept help or ask for help or be vulnerable and be like, guys, I don't know what I'm doing or this and that. And I feel like it is scary having people see you on your low times in life and on low periods. It's just how these people choose to react to that and how, whether they're willing to help you, have your back, or just dropping you and anything because they don't see a point, they can't get the satisfaction of hanging out with you anymore. Because I feel like in a lot of times when we're hanging out, it's not always going to be just like fun and drinking. It is, we're going to have these deep conversations.
Yeah, 100%. And that also comes with drinking.
Yeah. I mean, we do love a drink. Drink or two does help you open up a little bit more as it goes. But I think we don't need alcohol to have fun. This is a
100%.
Thing
that
I appreciate as well. I keep saying, like, I appreciate this, I appreciate that. But it's just the way that I express and I say things. Because with this conversations, especially with you guys that are listening, I've been quite open. Like, you know so many things about me, which otherwise you would have not. And I just chose to share that because I feel like this can be a relatable space and a safe space. And somewhere where you can learn and grow and blah, 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 and everything else. Because, you know, I'm always here for you. Like, I'll always be here for Vic, who's my best friend. And
I'm here for you as well.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Nine out of 10 times.
Yeah, because sometimes you'll message him, Vic, and he'll just be like, okay, just no response.
I'm too busy, bro.
Yeah, such a busy person. Oh my God. Anyways, yeah, on the theme of being vulnerable, it's interesting. It's interesting, really, how the way you portray yourself works and how you actually are as a person, and your character is another aspect of you. Because you don't get to explore that, do you? You think the person that you are portraying is who you actually are. But then when people get to know you, they create this different perspective or version of you, isn't it?
In a way. But I feel like what you let off is idealistically what you are. Mm-hmm. That at the end of the day is a choice, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how you portray yourself to people could be very different to who you are as a person.
Yeah.
But that's going back to, like, being true to yourself, you know, mm-hmm. and that is a choice at the end of the day.
If you choose to be open to yourself,
Open to yourself, choose to be authentic, you know, and like whoever stays, stays, and whoever stays is meant for you.
That is,
you know what I mean? But if you keep putting on a mask, who really are you at the end of the day?
I see that. Yeah. Okay, guys, so this has been a quite deep, I think, and heavy. I don't know, what did you think of it?
It was solid.
It was
all in.
Okay, guys, so we've come to the end for today. I have a lesson, so I need to run really quickly. And Vic?
Yep.
How did you find this? Did you enjoy it?
That was great. I had a good time. It was very fun. We'll do it again.
Okay, so yeah. That sounded so procrastinated. But I had fun with this. I'll see, maybe Vic will be on the other episodes as well, if he's up for it. If I see that people like this episode as well, you can just let me know and I'll invite Vic again. I also hope that you guys are doing okay and that everything is good with your lives. As you know, I'm always here for you. So if there's, if you need a person or if you need someone that talks to you on the background, this is what this podcast is about. I'll see you on the next episode. Lots of love.
Take care, y'all.